Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Up to very recently, a doctor's surgery or the administration of a hospital was done exclusively on paper. Increasingly, though, it is being digitised. My next guest speeds up the process by taking automated notes of the medical consultation and helping with record keeping when it comes to medication and referrals. They started their business 11 years ago in Dublin, and now they have well over 100 staff selling to hospital administrators in Britain, Australia and the Far East, and even here in Ireland. Jonathan Larby is the co-chief executive of T-Pro. Good morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Joe.
Tell us a little bit more about what T-Pro does.
Yeah, so T-Pro is a very simple business. What we do is we use AI and speech recognition to produce documents and then send those documents through a workflow that allows people to analyze them, store them and distribute them electronically. By doing that, we're improving the productivity, the compliance and the quality of those documents.
Mm. And so there's a certain amount of speech recognition, which then leads to a document, which is then sent out to numerous people involved in the care of that patient.
That's exactly it, Joe. Yeah.
All right. And it's software only.
Yeah. It's a software platform. So it's very easy to deploy, quite a light footprint, and it's all cloud based. So we own, administrate and manage that platform and then deliver that to multiple healthcare organizations around the world.
Yeah. Tell us more about the healthcare organizations that you work with.
So typically they're sort of large, complex organizations. We don't really focus on the sort of the primary care GP sector. So we're dealing with big acute hospitals like the Mater, Beaumont, St James's, hospitals like that. Mm. And we do that in Ireland, UK, Australia, New Zealand, around Southeast Asia and in the Middle East as well. And then more latterly into sort of mainland Europe.
Yeah, because Ireland is behind the curve when it comes to the digitalization of the medical records, isn't it?
Ireland, I think, is probably better than people realize. And having seen this around the world, you know, nobody is really ahead of the curve. Healthcare is a very complex setting to do work in and do this sort of digitization transformation. You have to worry about the compliance. You have to worry about lots of complexity. And it's one of those things that's just very, very slow moving by its nature. But Ireland is doing a lot of great work around that digitization piece at the minute. And the HLE have a number of initiatives to fully digitize and go fully paperless with that documentation, and especially the correspondence going back and forth between GPs and hospitals.
In the UK, you've got the NHS app in which the patient could see their full medical history and medication that's being prescribed and all that. That's not yet the case over here.
No, it's not yet the case, but the HSE are releasing an app, a patient-facing app, which I think is a first step on the road to doing that. Similarly, they have a shared care record, which we're involved in helping with. So that's bringing all the documents from all the different hospitals and the different settings together under a single patient view. So again, the journey has started, I think, in Ireland, and there's steps in the right direction.
Mm. Any privacy issues? Because obviously it's a minefield with very, very personal information.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the really strong things around healthcare is that sort of compliance piece. And so, you know, GDPR came in a number of years ago, but healthcare already had a much higher bar than that. So I think that level of compliance and level of data security has been there for the last decade. And so healthcare providers, vendors like ourselves, are well able to navigate that.
Mm. What's it like being a healthcare startup in Ireland these days? Did you find it conducive here?
It's absolutely. I think Enterprise Ireland are an enormous help to all Irish businesses. And there's a great ecosystem around the sort of the entrepreneurial side of the market. I think Ireland is a great place to start a business. There are huge supports here. There's just a good talent pool, good ecosystem around that. And it's a conducive place to sort of doing business.
And the tax environment?
Yeah. Again, look, you have things like the R&D tax credits, which obviously make a huge difference. And then the corporation tax is obviously a very important thing for us. And it allows businesses like ourselves, where you are doing work overseas, to have sort of taxing policies in place to repatriate a lot of the profits back to Ireland and have them taxed here, which is obviously very beneficial for the state in the long term.
Yeah, the budget is about 4 months away. Anything you'd like to see changed as a startup business which is rapidly growing?
I think we want to probably maintain a lot of the supports that are there are the key thing. I wouldn't like to see any of those go. And then obviously as a business owner, things like entrepreneurs relief, I think that's where Ireland is probably lacking compared to the UK and other jurisdictions, where it's not easy for people who spend sort of 10 years paying themselves peanuts to eventually get that sort of tax efficient exit from a business. So that's where you see a lot of people going abroad and things like that. So I think that's something that they will look at, but I'm sure organizations like IBEC are lobbying heavily for that kind of thing anyway, you know.
Thanks very much, Jonathan. That's Jonathan Larby there, the co-chief executive of T-Pro, a healthcare speech recognition software. That's it for now. Don't forget you can hear all our items on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Up next,
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.